AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. All political eyes are on Georgia, the day before twin runoff elections that will determine control of the Senate. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
If either of the Republican incumbents, Kelly Loeffler or David Perdue, win, the GOP will keep its Senate majority. Democrats are counting on newcomers John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock to give them Senate control and Joe Biden a leg up once he takes office. Biden will be there today, as will President Trump, a day after pushing Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to find enough votes to overturn Biden's win in the presidential race. As the president continues railing without evidence of Georgia electoral fraud, Raffensperger tells the AP the president's focus should be on turning out GOP voters tomorrow.
Your vote will count. It will be counted correctly.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says they are seeing a post-holiday spike in coronavirus cases.
Yes, we had the holidays. Yes, it was a long year. Yes, we want to celebrate. But when you increase social activity, you're going to increase the spread of the virus if people don't take precautions.
On the other coast, Dr. Lee Riley at the University of California School of Public Health says ICU beds aren't the only thing workers need in California.
They need personnel. They need trained people, trained health workers and practitioners and physicians to manage the patients who go into the ICUs. And that's also running short.
Authorities say dozens of positive coronavirus cases have been traced back to Christmas services at a church in Woburn, Massachusetts, near Boston. The men's college basketball tournament, March Madness, will be held in a bubble at sites in Indiana. That includes the Final Four. Doug Marrone has been fired as coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars in the NFL, and so has Los Angeles Chargers coach Anthony Lynn. This is AP News. Scottish leader Nicola Sturgeon says starting tomorrow, people there are being told to stay at home to stop a renewed surge of the coronavirus.
Sturgeon has told lawmakers Scotland will be placed in lockdown for at least the whole of January to help ease the pressure on hospitals. Under the new lockdown rules, which are broadly similar to those of the spring, people can go out for exercise but can only meet one other person from another household. As well, school closures are extended until February, except for children of key workers and children under social care. Scotland, which has its own devolved government, has often imposed stricter coronavirus restrictions than those in England throughout the pandemic. Charles de Ledesma, London.
France's cautious approach to its virus vaccine rollout appears to have backfired. Only about 500 people were vaccinated in the first week, rekindling anger in France over the government's handling of the pandemic. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.